This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Egyptian demonstrators who've been united for days look less so today. Demonstrators appear to have turned on each other on the streets of Cairo. It happened one day after President Hosni Mubarak gave a televised speech. The president did say he would not seek another term, but did not agree to demands that he resign right away. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is covering this story in the streets of Cairo, as she has been for days. Soraya, what are you seeing now?
Well, the situation in Tahrir Square has clearly become far more tense than it's been. This reminds me a lot of Friday night when the police were out forcibly trying to keep the demonstrators out. At this stage, what seems to be happening is that pro-Mubarak demonstrators, people armed with knives and sticks and God knows what else, were infiltrating the square. And apparently, small groups were turning on other small groups. At this stage, it seems that the protesters who've held their ground are going after people they suspect of being pro-Mubarak demonstrators. What was being described to me by one of my colleagues is that a police officer, somebody who looked like a plainclothes policeman, was being dragged away by some demonstrators. This, of course, will feed into what I'm sure the government is going to say are these violent demonstrators that have taken what used to be a peaceful protest and turned it into something chaotic and destabilizing for the country.
You've said a few things that I want to make sure we're clear on. First, you said it seemed like small groups of people who were going into it. Does that suggest there's not general chaos, it's small incidents that you're seeing so far?
Well, no. At this stage, I would say it's overall chaotic, but the problem, or the way it started or the way it's working, is that little groups seem to be engaging each other. So there are still people standing there in the middle. Some are praying, some are chanting, but it's getting, these little groups that are violent with each other are getting worse. I mean, there's sort of a level of paranoia out there right now, certainly from the demonstrators who've been here for days and feel they are being forced out. It does clearly seem like there is an official hand in this. I mean, there are just too many coincidences here. We have an army statement this morning saying, you youthful protesters, it's time to rebuild your nation and time to return to normal. The army, I should mention, has not been getting involved in this at all from all the reports that we've been getting out in the square. They are standing back and letting these groups engage each other.
Let's be explicit about what some people are concerned might be happening. The question is, who are these pro-Mubarak demonstrators? Because some of the anti-Mubarak protesters are saying these are actually plainclothes police.
Certainly, they are among them. I saw yesterday as one of them with a gun on him was grabbed by protesters who were doing pat-downs, if you will, of people coming into the square. And at that stage, the soldiers took the man and put him into an APC. They're not doing that today. Again, they're sort of standing back, and these people are coming in. Some of them are potentially linked to the government. I mean, they're obviously not going to tell us that from the government's point of view. But the other thing is important to note, there are people who are for Mubarak, and there are people who are violent on both sides. I mean, it's not all one and not all the other. At this stage, again, it does seem that the pro-democracy demonstrators are in the square, that there are some of them who are picking up rocks and throwing them back at people that they suspect of having caused this chaos to begin with.
Okay. When you say APCs, you're referring, of course, to armored personnel carriers there. I just want to ask now Soraya Sarhadi Nelson about the anti-Mubarak protesters, the people who have been protesting against the president for a week now. Now that Mubarak has said he will leave, but not immediately as they demanded, do the protesters themselves agree on what they want to do?
There definitely is some division there. I mean, a lot of the first-time protesters who came out say, okay, this isn't great, but we should give this a chance. People are tired of the instability and chaos, never mind who caused it. So you have some people who have backed off. And there's a great sense of depression today when you talk to people who have been in favor of this movement.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is on the streets of Cairo, Egypt. Soraya, thanks as always for your work.
You're welcome, Steve.